Okay. So the first thing I pictured was you're at the one side of a football field.
Well, you have to explain what you're even saying.
No, I'm trying to set a scene. So you're on one side of the football field, and then Dwayne The Rock Johnson is on the other side of the football field, and then you know what Richie said. He's cleared schedule.
Mm-hmm.
He's cleared his schedule for like 35 minutes that day. Mm-hmm. He has 35 minutes to rape you.
Because he has a very tight schedule.
He has a really tight schedule.
He's doing a million things.
He's doing so many things.
It's a known thing. That it was like a whole, I think a BuzzFeed thing where they're like, try to live on The Rock's schedule. He wakes up at like 4:30 every morning. Yeah. He works out for like 3 hours, meditates.
And in John's fantasy, in between all this, he has the time.
He has 35
to
minutes.
To chase people and rape them.
Well, but the first thing in my head is like, who's the last dude I'd like to get raped by? And it was like, God, The Rock would be terrifying.
It would be.
And then, but I thought, what could make that worse? And like the chase beforehand. Hand.
Yeah, The Rock would be like the finisher in Apocalypto, like just waiting for you with the machete.
No, I'm picturing like a Running Man scenario. Like there's like an audience.
Well, he'd do his whole entrance.
100 yards.
No, you'd first hear like, do you smell?
And he comes out. He's got the little sunglasses on and
with
the eyebrow.
The Rock. Yeah, he takes off his elbow pad to come
and
over.
He gives them to you for your knees.
Yeah.
No, for your elbows.
Yeah. For your elbows.
And he walks.
He's like, you're going to need these.
He walks over to you and he goes, do you consent to getting raped by The Rock? And you start to be like, no. He goes, it doesn't matter if you consent to getting raped by The Rock.
We were cracking up because
I'm gonna fuck your candy ass. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of your candy ass.
But imagine how much stronger he is than you.
He's stronger than probably everyone on Earth.
Like, you would fucking, like, oh God, imagine how faster he is than you, too. Like, it would be so scary.
Dude, him in the Rundown?
Oh my God. Well, that's not even Peak Rock.
It's not even Peak Rock. The Rock does movies where he's, like, fighting a building.
Yeah.
It's like The Rock versus Sears Tower.
Well, I was just, you know.
Yeah, it started with John fantasizing about getting raped by Dana White. And then
Dana White would be another bad one.
That's an interesting one.
Dana White would be a bad one. Mark Wahlberg would be a bad one, too.
John
he's
Cena,
got a tight
of course,
schedule.
If we're sticking with wrestlers.
John Cena, I don't think John Cena is capable of rape. He seems like a really nice guy.
Oh, okay.
I feel like John Cena.
But you
Cena,
think The Rock is? The Rock's a really nice guy.
I feel like there's something dark inside of The
Rock.
Well,
he admits that.
He's very depressed. He just sings like fucking Sam Cooke songs to himself all night to not shoot himself. I don't know. I saw him on like a talk show and he was just like talking about how obsessed he is with Sam Cooke and he sings all the songs and all that.
He seems like a robo person.
Yeah.
That's how we kicked off the night. With a rape.
We're back.
We're back.
We're back. And you know.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I wanted to get into this because COVID almost ruined my life recently, the last couple weeks. I got a role in a show on Hulu. It was with the great Michael Imperioli. It's the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. Everyone that listens to the show knows I am like a Sopranos brony. It was amazing. I got COVID. I tested positive for COVID 3 days before the scene. So it was a Disney production. So Disney made me isolate for 10 days. They don't follow the CDC. I had to call this like unemployment department of a health center to get a note that said I could return to work. It was very stressful. They were planning on replacing me. I mean, just think about it. Like you could get the coolest thing of your life nowadays. And I keep in mind, I also had no symptoms. Mm-hmm. So I tested positive for a word and they were saying there's an invisible thing you have and you can't do something in your life. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so it was an incredibly stressful week. I hate COVID. I'm done with it. I'm completely over it. I don't think we should test anymore. There should be no more masks. We should just fucking be as careful as possible. And if you're actually sick, you're sick and don't come. But I mean, 2 days after I got COVID, California announced that anyone with COVID that's asymptomatic should just go back to work. So we're basically saying it's all bullshit now.
Yeah.
If that's what's happening. Hospitals have fired like 40% of their staff because they were unvaccinated. And now they're telling people at work, like nurses and doctors, if they have COVID and they're asymptomatic, to just come back to work.
Yeah.
So what was the point of firing the unvaccinated people? And I'm sick of it. So anyway.
It's insane.
Ultimately, I did the part. It's amazing. I think people saw the picture on Instagram, whatever. But it was incredibly weird to have to go through that. Yeah. Like 3 days. It was the first time I ever got COVID, too. And it was just it was mind-numbingly frustrating. I had 4 days straight of calling this like unemployment department, like wouldn't get back to me, and that was the only way I could come back to the show. And also another weird thing is that Disney says I don't have to test anymore for 90 days because I could easily have just tested positive again. So think about what happened to everybody before they implemented that protocol. Think about all the people 5-6 months ago that got fucked over, got COVID on a job.
Yeah, because they had the sniffles.
Because and it tested positive, and then they came back after 10 days, and they keep testing positive, and then they didn't have that implemented where it's like, oh no, we know that that's a thing that happens, and they just kept not letting you go to work. Jordan, right? Didn't you like not be able to go to fucking work because you got COVID and 4 weeks ago and you tested positive again?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is insane. It's this crazy. I was watching Real Time last night, and I think I'm a Barry Weiss stan now. She's a retard. She said a lot of stupid stuff before.
I don't even know
she was like
Barry
a New York Times journalist. She got fucking, she went on Rogan, and she was like the biggest embarrassment like of all time. She was just so, just like a fucking establishment, just like Democratic shill.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she got fired from the New York Times. I think she kind of got canceled, and now she's like kind of
she's like the Jamie Kilstein
in a way
or
whatever. And Bill Maher, the whole episode is just like done with COVID too. They're both getting called like right wingers now today, like all online.
Right.
But listen to this clip. It fucking, I was like jacking off to this last night.
I'm done.
With this question?
No, I'm done with COVID. I'm done. I went so hard on COVID.
I remember.
Sprayed the Pringles cans that I bought at the grocery store, stripped my clothes off because I thought COVID would be on my clothes. Like, I did it all. I watched Tiger King. I got to the end of Spotify. Like, we all did it, right?
No, we didn't all do it.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
A lot
of us did do it. And then we were told, you get the vaccine. You get the vaccine and you get back to normal. And we haven't gotten back to normal. And it's ridiculous at this point. I know that so many of my liberal and progressive friends are with me on this, and they do not want to say it out loud because they are scared to be called anti-vax or to be called science denial or to be, you know, smeared as a Trumper. I'm sorry, if you believe the science, you will look at the data that we did not have 2 years ago, and you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. You will realize that you can show your vaccine passport at a restaurant and still be asymptomatic and carrying Omicron. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime. The city of Flint, Michigan, which is 80%, I think, minority students, has just announced indefinite virtual schooling. In the past 2 years, we've seen among young girls a 51% increase in self-harm. People are killing themselves. They are anxious. They are depressed. They are lonely. That is why we need to end it more than any inconvenience that it's been to the rest of us. I think it's a pandemic. It's like at this point, it's a pandemic of bureaucracy. It's a pandemic of bureaucracy. It's not real anymore.
Let's not forget.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
It's ruining, like, jobs.
Yes.
Like, my job is, like, no one's coming to work.
I know.
No one's. We're. It's dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like. I. You know. And I know this is. I talk to other people, and like, you know, I feel very lucky that I get to work, you know, 5 days a week. But it's like I talk to, you know, I go to other bartenders around town. They get like 1-2 shifts,
mm-hmm.
and like these people are fucking struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is all bullshit. There's a guy who comes into my work, and he's an infectious disease expert at fucking USC Keck. And he was basically just like, yeah, this shit's, he's like, the masks don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The masks do zero. He's going, we wear them all wrong. He's like, you know, I'm sitting down here, I'm having a beer with you. It's done.
It's
there's
done.
No
yeah,
point. Why wear it? I'm sitting here taking the mask off and talking to you. It's pointless.
No, this point, the mask is the same as like if you walk into a room, you might as well sage the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just hope COVID's not there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just go like this, make a cross with your hand. Like, get away, COVID. Like, it's a fucking ritualistic bullshit thing.
Yeah.
Look at the comments, though. I mean, there's.
What John Ziegler?
Pretty soon we will have 1 million dead from COVID. That's not real. Tell that to someone who lost a family member to this pandemic that could have been over if not for the politicization of the anti-vax movement. We are one of the industrialized nations with the lowest vax numbers. Okay.
But we didn't have the vaccine.
The vaccine.
That makes me proud.
What? I mean, everyone has the vaccine and has
right.
COVID.
Yeah.
So if you are unvaccinated, that's just somebody's decision, right. and that's it. That's,
first of all, yeah. define industrialized nation, you fucking racist. Like, what nation isn't industrialized?
Well,
what's
yeah,
she saying?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. But also, that's the big argument. That's the big virtue signal argument. And, like, I genuinely don't think at this point there is a single life being saved by any measure being taken. If you are going to get COVID and have a hard time with it, mm-hmm. it just is what it is. We are not at the stage where, like, anything we do is saving somebody.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I really don't understand how anything... any measure being taken is stopping somebody from dying because isn't this going to be here forever? So they could die in a year or they, I don't know. I just, if they're unvaccinated, you die sometimes.
The most at-risk people are elderly for the most part, unless you're a fat alcoholic or have a pre-existing condition. Other than that, the general is elderly. And who's elderly? Boomers, who holds all the money. And there's tons of boomers.
Yeah.
They have tons of influence. They vote. Yeah. All boomers vote.
And you
all,
know,
boomers own you know, every house. They
where,
have all the money.
Where are all the old people? Florida. Florida's done nothing about COVID the entire right. time. They're like 17th on the list of being affected by COVID.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're governor. If you could watch some fucking videos of him.
Oh, yeah. He just.
DeSantis, right? DeSantis,
yeah. You know, and you know what I'm really fucking sick of is just people treating other Americans like savages.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, I remember after 9/11, everybody was in it together.
Yeah, people cheering about people dying because they're unvaccinated.
Now it's over. Yeah, no, like, it's insane.
Howard Stern is literally calling for the deaths of unvaccinated.
Yeah, this
people.
is.
They want to put him in like
camps. The best part about being in him. I remember also like I was working at Vons when I met you. Remember when I was working at Vons, 2012, and it was New Year's Eve, I think. Or some shit, and it was just like a really dead time. Nobody was coming into Vons, and that was when everybody was Kim Jong Un died, like around. I forget, I don't know, mm-hmm. but I remember like sitting there, and I was sitting there with like a motley crew of you know people from different races and classes, all dudes, and the guys in the back are working the loading dock or whatever, and then everybody up front, and Kim Jong, everybody's scared about Kim Jong Un. Everybody's scared about. Getting nuked or whatever. And people were going, oh, this is the end of the world. Apocalypse 2012, like all this shit.
Right.
And like, I just remember this fucking dude, I forget his name. He was like this, he was from Stockton, Latino guy. And he was just like, dude, I'll fucking go to war. I don't give a shit. Like, I'll fucking kill that motherfucker. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then everybody was just like, yeah, let's go kill Kim Jong-un. It was fucking awesome. And I was like, I felt so unified in that moment. It was one of the moments where it was just like all these different people just being like, yeah, let's go fuck this guy up. Like, you can't fuck with us. And it's like, I haven't felt like that.
No, this is
ever.
This is.
I haven't
is,
felt like that in years. Like, I feel like walking down the street, us. There's like I have enemies. Like, mm-hmm. there's enemies all around.
There's
me.
Literally there's people out there that like I'm like if they have a certain opinion on COVID, I really don't feel like talking to them. I'm just like I don't.
I'm checked out.
I can't
the
do
past
this.
Year,
I don't
kind of checked out.
I just don't know how to do that. But
yeah,
it's
disappointing. Remember all the little American flags you put in your car window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Howard Stern
should be
used
just
to
a
have
giant blender.
Mentally challenged midgets on his show. And he'd have them ride a Sibian while, like, fucking, like, holding a gun to their head and playing Russian roulette. And now he's, like, you know, he cares about human life.
Didn't he make some 18-year-old ride a Sibian in front of her brother?
Yes, he's an embarrassment.
Creep.
He's an embarrassment.
Yeah, he's a fucking
He's
creep.
An absolute embarrassment now. And you know who else is? Lizzo. Who?
dude?
I don't know. She
this
was putting mustard
ago.
On Oreos. There was a big
interesting.
There's a big video. Or there was a on
Whoa.
On like Twitter like a few weeks ago.
I love how fat TikTok. That is. That's great.
No, but there was also a magazine or whatever was like Lizzo just keeps getting better and better looking, and she like gained weight, and they were trying to act like she looks great, and she's just like huge in this picture. I mean, Jesus Christ. Lizzo's doctor probably had to put the vaccine in a hot dog just so
Jesus
she would take
Christ.
It.
These publications are feeders.
Yeah.
They just want to keep feeding her. And she's like, I like her.
At
like
what
this.
Point is Lizzo's body positivity not just like accessory to murder?
Yeah.
Like, how many people are you killing by saying like it's great to just be fat?
Yeah, it's not like, type 2, eating. It's the remix.
She like doxes her Postmates drivers. Doesn't she like threaten to kill Postmates drivers if like
yeah,
she says
yeah.
She has like she can sense how many fries are in the bag. She's like
she's
a
like,
superhero.
Let me weigh that. She's like weigh it when
she
you
weighs
leave.
It like a drug dealer. So here's some video where she's putting mustard on Oreos.
Damn, she looks like shit.
She looks holy like utter shit. Shit.
She had to get a fresh pack. That's her opening a fresh pack right there.
Oh, my God. They're not double stuff, though. What you doing?
What is this?
Oh, girl.
Yellow mustard?
Oh, French's queen. Yellow.
Queen,
she's
no.
opening up. She's doing
oh,
it all
on.
Confident. Look
oh,
how much
come
she puts
on, now,
on.
Baby.
That's a disgusting amount of mustard.
That's like a whole hot dog's worth on one Oreo.
And she just eats it.
I picture
and
myself
she doesn't even eat
the
whole thing
bedroom.
At once.
And it like she not doesn't flinch. Likes it.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
We should fucking
no,
try
I don't
it.
Wanna participate.
You know it's disgusting.
This.
No, this is one you don't have to try. This is like for a bet.
Why is she yeah, she's looking curious.
She does it again. No
she's
look.
Doing it again.
She's doing it again. She's eating another.
She
one.
Goes easy money. Let's do it again. Oh,
oh,
she
oh she's putting it on the cream now.
She's making a sandwich.
She, by the way, every time I separate an Oreo. The cream doesn't come out right, and she did that like an expert.
Look at all her videos. You know, she was that was masterful.
It's always like half the cream.
That was masterful. Yeah, yeah. She could she could fucking.
It was like watching Yo-Yo Ma play the fucking cello.
It was like the Hurt Locker. Like she was disassembling a bomb.
Let me get another Michelob.
How come every video of hers eating? Look at this on this is TikTok. She's eating.
Yeah,
and one
Michelob.
Combination I've seen a lot is spaghetti.
So people, I
hey
guess,
y'all, so
are,
I'm about to have me some spaghetti, and one combination I've seen a lot is spaghetti and ranch. So I'm about to try that right now.
Eating your feelings is okay. Have some spaghetti and ranch. That's the title.
I guess there's like a challenge now where people are like telling her like, try this, eat this, and
she's smothering spaghetti with ranch.
Oh god,
spaghetti and ranch is good.
Is what it would kind of be like?
Ugh.
Dude, fucking Elf ate better than her.
I get to try it because I don't know. It just be all mixed up and looking all good. Oh, mix, mix, mix.
They don't even serve this shit at Jollibee.
What's she putting on?
Kelly's roasted Parmesan powder.
Oh, come on.
If you know, you know.
Putting Parmesan powder on it, too.
And I got this hot sauce. It just showed up in my house, so I'm going to try it. It's habanero hot sauce.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know how this habanero showed up.
Mm. Girl.
This is so hard to watch.
It's creamy.
It's creamy.
Oh, God, the chewing noises. Oh. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I mean, Lizzo is like that. Who's that Nick Avato guy that, like, fat
oh, yeah.
fuck that just eats food and is completely...
I'd love to sleep with her.
Lizzo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Those fucking...
Why not?
I just in the video, you just see me walking into the kitchen and getting some chocolate milk.
She just takes a shit on your chest.
I'm like, ooh.
Normally, John has a fantasy locked and loaded, but for Lizzo, it's just, why not?
Why not?
No way.
How would you fuck Lizzo, John?
Carefully.
Yeah. Why? Because, like...
I don't know.
Because if you move her a certain way, like a lamb chop might fall out of her one of her rolls. There's just a giant lamb chop. You just
there's
pull
a fucking
out a
tomahawk steak.
She's like, I've been aging it.
It's a dry
age. It's a dry age.
It's a powder. Baby powder dry age tomahawk steak. Oh, God. Well, you know. God, what else happened this week?
Well, there's been a lot of dads going because the schools are fucking with all the kids.
There's been
COVID.
So the newest one is the girl who read that poem. Or not poem, it was just like a snarky, sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, Joe Rogan retweeted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone's seen that. This was from a couple weeks ago.
Angry dad decimates school board for poisoning children's minds with face masks. This is a city of men, not betas.
This is a city of men.
This guy's all. This is in California. He has a great California accent.
I thought this was a conservative area.
It's like if Tom from Blink-182 yelled at the school board.
Control of our children and the way they think. I'm disgusted. This is exactly why my kids are at home, homeschooled, staying away from people like you. They want to poison their minds and think that there's something they should
poison
this
their
is
mind.
Exactly why my kids are gnarly.
Here, you guys are like the boogeyman. You're creating hysteria, and you're creating a generation of children with social anxiety. Yep. You're going to create an entire generation of pill-popping junkies. Yep. And this is going to be your doing.
Hell yeah.
They have no idea what other people's faces and smiles.
What if this guy's only doing it because he's sick of his kids stealing his stash? he's like, you're creating a fucking generation of pill-popping junkies.
My kids are,
and you know, my prescription ran out a month ago, and you fucking take them back.
Hunter keeps taking my Klonopin, and it's fucking with me, okay?
Hunter, those are my blues. The fuck?
Hunter, stop taking my blues and going to Rincon and surfing.
Dude, ever since the pandemic, Hunter's been doing 4 pill shots. I can't handle it.
They're going to grow up in a world of angry, bitter people, pissed off citizens who have no idea. This mouth plays a major role in nonverbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken psychology classes. I went through the indoctrination camps. I got my bachelor's degree from Sac State. Okay? I went to Sierra College. I made it through. And you know what?
This lady on the panel's like, what that mouth do, though?
How's a top game?
How's your top game?
Learned that there are people who will stand up for the kids, and there's people like you. People that pretend like you stand up for the kids because you want the paycheck, you want the cool name, you're president. Well, I'm president.
By the way, kids in New York right now are sitting in class in 10-degree weather. All the windows are open. The heater's not on. They're wearing teachers are handing out blankets because of COVID.
And they're wondering,
why are
like,
the windows open?
Because ventilation, airflow, John.
Yeah.
What are they?
Because we don't want them to get sick.
What the fuck?
We don't want them to get sick.
Yeah. So we gotta keep them in the cold.
Yeah.
This is so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't want them to get sick, so we're gonna keep the windows open in the middle of winter.
That's like January.
That's
like 1400 AD thinking.
What is it called? Gangrene when your foot gets too cold or whatever?
No, that's frostbite.
That's frostbite.
Yeah. Timmy got frostbite. We're chopping his foot off, but he doesn't have COVID.
I think it was like a 12-year-old kid, maybe even younger, who got arrested at a museum in New York, was getting like escorted out by the police because she didn't have a vax card.
Yeah, I saw that. 10-year-old kid with four other people.
Damn, she's going to record an album in prison.
Getting escorted out of the Met.
There's a smash and grab happening a block
away.
Right
up the street, yeah. Also, there's another school where the kid, unvaccinated kids are kept out in the back behind crime scene tape, and there's cops watching them, and they're segregated from their classmates.
Great, there's segregation in schools again.
Yeah, and kids don't really get COVID, and it doesn't matter for them.
It's to protect the teaching
staff. Two, bro. We're both president of a group. Congratulations. But I stand up for the kids. That's the difference. I stand up for the kids in the community. I put my life on the line for these kids. I stand up for everybody's kids in all the communities. You understand?
It's like, I stand up for all the kids. I love kids. I fuck kids.
So what if I'm a registered pedophile? It shouldn't matter. My opinion on COVID is still the same.
I did 3 years in Kern Valley, okay? In the Chomo tank.
Then he ends this with like singing All the Small Things, acoustically.
I got my Snickers on Thanksgiving in the Chomo tank.
She had a black M95.
Monday through Sunday.
He sounds like a Blink-182 song.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's what we're saying.
It's sad you beta
We've
male,
been saying that.
Lead by example. Okay.
Oh, he just, what did he just do? He just bodied somebody.
Right, it's sad you beta males let these women lead by example. You are seen as weak, minuscule men. And I tell my boy, men like you, those aren't men. You understand? You will be weak, minuscule men the rest of your lives. And I'm not going to let you influence the other boys in this community to be little cucks. This is a city.
Yeah, this guy rocks. Oh my God. Tell me how you really
This
feel.
Guy's like, everybody want to wear Carhartt shit till they got to do Carhartt work.
He's going home watching Mike. What's that? The fucking Dirty Jobs guy all day. He's been fucking cool too.
Who?
Fucking Mike. Look, what's his name, Jordan? The guy from Dirty Jobs.
What is Dirty Jobs?
I know the show, but I don't remember.
He's like a huge Republican.
I've never seen Dirty Jobs.
It's really?
Should we talk? Have we talked about
it? It's a show where he goes to like a garbage, works with a garbage man for a day or something. Like, he just goes sees like.
He does like working class. Yeah. Thing. Anyways, play the rest of it.
Of men, not betas, non-gender identified people. You understand? Okay.
Not.
There are men and there are women, and there are betas and there's alphas, and it is Omicron crap.
Betas and alphas.
It's a joke. take the mask off, take a deep breath, go do some yoga, wear your mask, okay? And another time, stop bullying our children's brains.
These are like 90s
psychological
insults.
Damage.
Yeah, and I know you're looking at me,
bro. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. You know it. You're going
to
go home.
And this guy's like, you guys deserve to get slimed.
Sleep on this, and it's going to bother you. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, bro. I'll be back every 2 weeks. Because I own my own business, I homeschool my kids, and I can do that. No one else signs my checks, you understand? We sign your checks. And you best bet, I'm going to run a boatload of people against you guys. There ain't going to be no easy peasy election next time, you understand? There's going to be at least two or three of you for each position. It is a whitewash. You guys are toast. You will not allow for this. I don't care what you've done in your community. Because this is enough. You can go do all the good you want, but when you poison my kid's mind, it's done. Okay? You crossed the line. So I'm letting you know. We're pissed, and it's enough.
All the small things!
She left her M95 by the stairs!
Gen X is
her
so
rapid test
dumb.
Makes you know she cares!
And then there was this other lady. She was like all poetic about it.
Yeah. Mm. She was just being sarcastic. I liked her. I liked it.
What is this? Oh, is this another town hall thing?
She was like, thank you.
This is all that's happening in the country. It's just like, there's just people at town halls just being like, I'm going to fucking kill you. You keep letting COVID be a thing.
On that, we'll do it after this one.
Here we go.
Thank you for teaching students that our own mental health is much less important than making triple vaccinated adults feel safe. Thank you for teaching me that even the most minute risk is not worth taking. Life is best when you take the path of least resistance, with no chance of failure and definitely no chance of catching.
I wish the other guy read this.
Thank you for not reaching out to the students.
Thank you for not caring about my mental health.
You fucking cuck.
You fucking beta cuck, you wage cuck.
And then you might second guess your decision to make us wear them. Thank you for allowing me to experience the anxiety associated with never seeing facial expressions. Thank you for teaching us that we should never question authority or think critically, but instead we should follow.
I gotta say, I haven't really felt the whole like I can't see their face. I mean, that's the thing. We've all experienced like you can't see their facial expression. Like, are they laughing? Are they smiling? Yeah. Like, whatever. But not to bring it about me, but one of the things with like Imperioli having the mask on in between takes, like I made jokes and he did laugh a few times, like where I could see his like face, but like the rest of the time we'd be talking and I'm like, fuck, does he like me? Like I can't see his fucking mouth. Like,
yeah,
it sucks. It's like really annoying.
People in charge tell us to do. Obedience is best. I realize now that thinking for yourself is overrated and not really necessary when you can just make decisions based on fear. Thank you for pushing your irrational fears and anxieties on me because I didn't already have enough to worry about. I realize now how easy I had it when I only had to worry about my classes, my grades, SAT, and getting into college. Thank you for teaching me that being a morally superior person only requires that I cover my face for 8 hours a day. And that the most morally superior people wear 2 masks or even 3 masks. As you know, states around us, Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, which have 2.5 times more students than Illinois, don't force kids to wear masks. I'm with you though. These states are out of control, recklessly putting kids at risk of misery and death every day. Masks work, even if these states have the same outcomes as Illinois. Speaking of data, thank you for staying silent about masking, despite the fact that COVID has a very high survival rate in kids my age. Who needs data anyway, though? We all know that it will never be safe to see anyone's face ever again.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
It's good. Couldn't really follow the last guy, you know, energy-wise.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, no. It doesn't hold a candlestick to good, fucking Tom.
DeLonge. What's his face?
DeLonge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
She seems, funny.
She's funny.
Well, go back to the article with the other guy.
I exited out of it.
No.
Oh, do the 9-year-old getting arrested by the
9-year-old getting arrested at the Met.
They're pulling a 9-year-old
out of a museum.
I want to know their names.
full bail for you, 9-year-old.
You are traumatizing a little child.
Damn, no,
damn, look at these stormtroopers.
Fucking disgusting.
No.
Look at the child.
I know a captain that works in the fucking Central Park.
Look at the child.
Look at
the child. This is what we're doing to children.
Where are you taking her?
The NYPD is like, she was selling Lucy's.
Some guy comes up behind her, puts her in a chokehold. Did you ever hear the stop and frisk recording of those cops grabbing that kid?
No.
Oh my God, it's fucking horrific. Like, it was years ago. They're like, it's these two cops just grabbing some dude off the street for no reason.
Can,
like,
I find it on YouTube?
Look up YouTube stop and frisk recording. Which is honestly like the most unconstitutional thing.
It's insane. It was invented to just be able to just pat down any black person on the street.
Let's see.
Is it like, was it in New York?
Yeah. They're like pulling this fucking like young man over. Oh yeah.
This is it?
This is that for being a fucking mutt. That's it.
Oh God!
There's a 13. Let's see who's.
All right, let's see how much we can get through this.
Yeah, this seems like a mini documentary based on the recording, but yeah.
All right.
Look how they talk to this guy.
Harlem, New York City,
NYC,
NYC, Harlem.
The danger zone.
On June 3rd, 2011, New York City police stopped and questioned a local teen named Alvin multiple times for looking suspicious. They're like, hey, are you the chipmunk?
Your hat's to the side. You're wearing red.
Like, where are your pants?
Do a dance for us, Alvin.
Your bushy tail's sticking out. Come here.
Here's a nut.
He secretly recorded one of the interactions. By the way, folks, I know this is getting old. I've just spent a pretty penny on a bunch of fucking bullshit. So the coming weeks, you'll be able to watch what we're watching with us, and we have a switcher. Okay, I just spent
a
sickening amount of money on all this bullshit. So please donate to the Patreon.
I forget the username's name, but shout out to the guy who started the Reddit.
Also, his name, but a very kind person started a subreddit for us. Go to Reddit Hate Watch Pod, and
make me a mod.
You know, fucking join. Talk about us, join it, and then ultimately grow to hate us, and then just go on there and try and dox us, as every podcast
has.
Also,
you know, I got the first negative interaction with a person.
Welcome.
Well, somebody called me a fucking fascist, so
what?
I was like, okay.
Nice.
Because I posted that, I posted on my story, please be nice to me when I ask for your vaccination card. Like, my boss made a sign for me because they care about me, and they're tired of homeless men throwing chairs across my bar, which happened the other day. Because I'm asking for a vax card, and this guy responds, you fucking fascist. And I was like, oh, I don't know if he's being sarcastic or not.
Podcast fans get intense. On the Patreon in the comments, there was someone.
But the other guys, I love you.
There was someone who I think was probably just making a joke. Like, I paid $5 to hear some conversation about a t-shirt, and then someone else responded underneath like, unsubscribe, you fucking faggot.
I've seen that too. I've seen people, like when I posted the Patreon with Tim, like people were complaining. They were like, okay, why is this not public? And this one guy was like, pay the $5, pussy. Like, people become like the police for your podcast. It's very interesting.
Because it's on a Patreon, so I'm looking at it like, well, the person's still subscribed, so they must have liked something. They're here.
Right, he's still on the Patreon. Yeah.
There's only like
he likes it
60
enough.
Of you or 55 of you or whatever.
There's 100.
100
118.
Of you. There's 500 of you or something like that. Yeah. Thousands. And
yeah.
So you're there.
Faggot. Alvin's audio is the only known recording of the NYPD's controversial stop and frisk program in action. And this is in 2012 when everything was way better than it is now.
I just got stopped like 2 blocks ago, yo.
You look very suspicious.
Because y'all always looking at me crazy.
This is one of the more than 1,800 stop and frisks the NYPD conducts every day. Well, I think that's amazing. Maybe over now. I forget if they repealed stop and frisk.
Yo, why you push me that for?
Why
you push me that for?
Why you push me that?
Jeez.
That's exactly how some shit will go down. Just like that. Just like
NYPD
that.
Veteran of over 15
People
years
don't
speaking.
Like police because of the harassment. And what civilians don't understand is that the police department is like forcing us to do these unreasonable stops, or you're going to get penalized.
Over the last decade, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly and Mayor Michael Bloomberg have defended and promoted the use of stop and frisk. During this time, reported stops have increased by 600%.
The mayor seemed completely unapologetic about the practice. He said it has to be before it's necessary.
I think the mayor...
...who walked into the precinct and gave a speech about harassing the public. His words were, we're going to go out there and we're going to violate some rights.
Damn. Jesus Christ!
This is Stop, Question, and Frisk.
Get out there and crack some fucking heads.
Yeah, Donald Trump was the police.
Yeah.
Madison, if you fuck. Yeah, he stops me and then pushes me, telling me he's gonna punch me in my face.
I was walking home from my girlfriend's house, and a cop car went past me. A couple of seconds later,
just get
I heard
to the recording.
Around,
we know it's horrible.
And they just popped out. They just all just jumped out the car. I decided to record it because I was getting stopped a lot, and I didn't have evidence of cop being disrespectful or anything. So I pressed the button and recorded the whole thing.
You again, man.
Oh, I just got stopped like two blocks
ago,
yo.
You know, look very suspicious.
Cause y'all always looking at me crazy.
Cause you keep looking back at us, man.
Y'all always looking crazy, yo. Coming up the block, always.
That's our job, man.
Listen to me.
Our job is to look for suspicious behavior. When you keep looking at us like that, looking back.
Cause y'all always like stop. I just got stopped like two blocks away, like.
Because you keep doing that shit, man. We stopped you last time.
Cause you keep looking at us.
When you were walking the block, with your hood up, and you keep.
Because I have my hoodie in there.
They do that.
You have your hoodie on your body.
Well, because it was cold.
You
want to smack me? No, you asked me why I have a boot bag on.
Who are you talking to?
You asked me why I had a boot bag on.
These guys are like out of a fucking movie.
Yeah, it's like, it's literally like.
You want to smack? Huh?
Huh? Who the fuck you talking to?
It's insane.
We heard you've been skipping school, Alvin. You motherfucker, you.
Where are the other two, Alvin?
Where are the other two chipmunks, Alvin?
Where's your crew?
Where's your fucking crew?
Where's your crew?
Are they in that tree? Are they in that tree? My daughter loves Alvin and the chipmunks. You're going to take me to them, Alvin. You motherfucker, you.
You chip my motherfucker, you.
You asked me if I had a boot bag on. Yo, why you? Come on, why you touching me for?
He was holding me. He was going through your pocket. He was going up, down. He was going through my sweater. Then that's when he told me to keep my hands on my head. So I was like this the whole time.
You want to go to jail?
But for what?
Shut your fucking mouth, kid.
Why am I getting arrested for?
Shut your mouth.
What am I getting arrested for?
For being a fucking mutt. You know what?
Also, that's a mutt. Being a mutt. You over here telling me why I have a hoodie, why I have a good bag on, I said, my hoodie.
He decided to take my hand from here and he put it behind my back like that.
Why are you putting it on my arm way back here?
Shut your fucking mouth.
You asking me questions.
Weren't you a fucking explorer at one point?
I was. And
some fucking respect.
Because that stopped me. You always stopped me for no reason.
Do you want somebody talking to you?
Why you pushing?
I will break your fucking arm.
You're going to break my arm. For what?
I'm going to fucking break your arm.
For what?
Who's your father?
You're
going to
punch me in my face? He's not going to answer. He don't got a phone.
You're in traffic?
Nope. Yup.
He's a traffic cop. Yup.
Traffic cop. Don't touch me. Okay, he's a traffic cop.
Why you pushing me that for? Why you pushing me that for?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It's fucking horrific.
Why they holding me? The sergeant's holding me like this. He's like, I'm gonna break your arm. I'm like, you're gonna break my arm? He's like, yeah, and I'm punching the face. I was like, you're gonna punch me in the face? And he's like, yeah. He's like, and then I'm gonna arrest you. I'm like, arrest me for what? And he's like, for being a mutt. So he grabbed me by my book bag and he started pushing me down. So I'm going backwards like down the hill. And he just kept pushing me and pushing me. It looked like he was gonna hit me. I felt like they were trying to make me resist or fight me back.
Why you pushing me that for?
I swear to God.
Why you pushing me that?
Why you
pushing
me that? Take a fucking walk!
Why you?
You fucking hear me? You fucking hear this shit?
Jesus Christ.
Why you pushing me that?
I'm mad just hearing that. Like, not many words really, like, could describe that. It's just
This is a bummer, man.
Turn on some more videos of the Chinese getting killed in factories.
This isn't like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
They're not dancing.
Oh, shit. The Niners tied it. Well, yeah. Alvin, I wish you the best, but we are exiting out of this tab.
Move along.
I get it. The cops are evil. You know? You look like you're in good spirits now, Alvin.
That sucked.
That really sucked ass.
Yeah, that was tough.
Let's. We gotta wash that out of the taste out of her mouth by going into the Emerson Channel comedy. Emerson has a comedy college. And what is this video you sent me? It's like an hour long.
Wait. Was this because I met someone that
I took note. The moment you said that, I was like, that's
so hilarious. I was at a party with somebody or like a gathering, and somebody went to the Emerson College, majored in comedy. And I'm sitting there going, oh, God. Like, if my buddies were here,
that's
and
like,
I was like, and they were talking, they were like talking, they were saying everything that would just make you want to wrap your lips around a gun. It was like, you know, improv is tough. So, and I'm sitting there going, oh fuck.
And you're like, yes, and
I go, I was like,
I mean, it was tougher when Aaron Glazer was in the scene. Let me
like,
tell you,
fuck, man. It was like
great,
it was
commercial
like
actor Aaron
nails on a fucking chalkboard, but yeah. Yeah.
So this is a real thing.
I don't know. I put that link there because it'll just pull up other Emerson. I didn't actually really look into it that much.
Okay.
But I assume it's all pretty bad. I don't
know. Okay. Oh, shit. We can watch. Yes, they're doing stand-up.
Right.
These Emerson kids are doing stand-up.
It's a comedy special.
Oh, yeah. All right, this isn't Emerson like an insanely expensive fucking school?
I'm sure.
Can you imagine your parents paying for you to go do open mics at, isn't it an Ivy League college?
No, it's not.
It's got to be fancy, you know.
I think it's a private school. It's just one of those like smaller, probably only like 12,000, 15,000 kids.
Gotcha.
Expensive. Northeast, I believe. I could be wrong about that.
Damn, that's real punk rock.
Oh, it's in Boston. Yeah.
Is it named after Ralph Waldo? And now they're producing this shit.
I don't know.
All right.
This was probably some kid's dissertation. He has a PhD in comedy now.
Look at this sick graphic design, Emerson Channel comedy special.
This is sick.
So there's all these comics.
Nice tits.
Okay. Okay, who's this woman? This woman wearing a big...
Oh, great. She's hilarious already, dude. You could tell she's
a kooky
bitch. Oh,
that's funny. No, that's good.
Shut up.
Don't worry, I've got it.
Oh, hilarious.
Happy New Year.
Oh, good.
It's like a packed crowd.
Yeah, so describe what
my
she looks like.
She looks like
Zelda Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
No, Zelda Fitzgerald. She looks like she ate
fat.
Zelda Fitzgerald.
She got a flower in her hair, this like orange dress on.
She looks like if Zelda Fitzgerald had an appetite.
Pick any royalty-free song I wanted for my intro. And so I immediately thought, Auld Lang Syne, Melancholy Winter Song. Let's bring the mood.
I do love that song.
Hi, I'm Alyssa DeVries, and I am currently wearing two toe rings. What I'm getting at...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, she just stripped? Oh, no, that's a dress that looks like she's hot.
You're a prince.
She's wearing a dress that looks like she's in a bikini.
Look at that beta cuck, dude.
So,
it's like a bodysuit.
Yeah. My primary goal in life is to be effortless.
Oh, yeah, apparently they don't have enough fucking... They're not getting enough tuition at Emerson to fix the audio.
This fucks.
Cool, which I absolutely am not. I did purchase that robe for the sole purpose of dropping it to the floor as punctuation.
Why are you talking like this?
Yeah, so definitely not effortless.
Enough of you.
Bold, but when the going gets tough, the tough realize that it could be a lot worse. Like, he could want to pee on you.
Oh, here we go. There we are.
It would be so bad. At least it'd be warm. Like,
dude, like, no one is laughing.
Up to a wood-burning stove.
I wish the Target guy came in. Yeah.
he went to Emerson.
You want some lemonade?
He's like, I'll give you some bits. Right out of my pecker. Jizz first. He's like, Emerson, huh?
You want lemonade?
He goes, what?
Once knew a feller named Emerson. Blew his brains out at the Cracker Barrel after he sucked me off.
Time to die.
Is that him like doing his set? He's like an Emerson student.
He's got like a beanie on. He's out there with a flannel and a beanie on.
He's like, I'm here. He's like, you kids are pretty happening.
Let's do some crowd work. Go ahead. Dug it.
Do they
dug it where you're from?
Do you guys tug it? Anyone? He taps the mic. He goes, anyone?
He goes, oh, joy, a heckler.
Do you want gravy?
Anybody that heckles, he just blows their brains out and he keeps moving on with his set.
I'm going to make that 38 squirt.
He goes back into the Judge Joe Brown version.
He rides his bicycle hat. He's got his blue chucks on.
He's like, I'm from Harlem. I'm here to do comedy, cuh.
Okay, keep playing.
I'm here to do comedy, cuh.
The Tugget Man makes an appearance every time.
I literally was driving down here going, wait till I drop lemonade on him, and then it came.
Winter. Holiday cheer. Urine.
What the fuck is
that'd
she doing?
That'd be my ad campaign for piss play.
Fuck off. Gross.
So, fucking gross,
dude.
Recently, Jesus. I tried poppers, so I know that peer pressure is real.
What, jalapeno?
Very good, Jordan.
No, my anus did not feel more relaxed. I keep my butthole clasped tight at all times like a rusty vintage
Fuck, dude. Her parents are paying so much money for this.
I know. No. Look up, what's the tuition at Emerson?
Oh, look that shit. Oh, I can't wait to watch the rest of this fucking video. Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm looking it up on my phone.
Oh, sorry.
Are you got it?
The mange. Oh, my God. Let's see.
Oh, $51,000 a year.
Oh, my God.
Damn, brother. Oh, wow.
$51,000 a year.
So she could do this dumb shit.
So you could watch your daughter embarrass herself.
You whisper the password into it. Will it reveal its secrets to you? And the secret is, you look nice today. That's a joke about how it would be easy to get me to do anal sex if you were polite to me.
If you were polite.
I don't want to do things because I look like a sugar cube.
What?
You should see me smoke a bong. It's pretty cute.
I mean, this is like literally the ramblings of like a schizophrenic.
Yeah, it sounds like fucking Charles Manson at a probation hearing.
It literally sounds like it's...
He's like, I'm whoever you want me to be.
Ooh, he's like, I look like a sugar cube.
Sugar cube. This is actually Squeaky Fromm.
God.
All right, let's get to the next guy. Whatever.
So,
I want to see
her finish.
Yeah, let's see how she finishes it.
Professor Utopian was what God looked like.
I mean, you'd bang Lizzo. You might as well take her in, too.
He's a father. He created people out of nothing. And he's sexy. End of joke.
End of joke.
Last year, I used to only work mornings.
Devin, did you ever do that on stage? Did you go, end of joke?
No. That was the one thing I'm proud of myself for. I never once did that
bash. Now, please.
I go... That's the joke.
that's the stand-up equivalent of like on Twitter where you're like, you say something, you go, that is all. That's the tweet.
All right, let me see how she fucking... Can
vacuumed,
I get another...
I listened to
the
whole Twilight series.
Keep it fresh,
on.
Let's keep this shit... Let's keep this fucking train
fresh in my ice.
Looks like the Niners are marching down the
field.
You
good, Jordan? Oh, here. The pineapple one's good.
You sound like such a guy when you just go like the Niners are marching down the field.
And then now we're close.
We're closely approaching the fourth Michelob. At that point, we will be done. And the game, the Niners and Green Bay game will be over.
Look at that anti-vaxxer Aaron Rodgers.
He's so fucking
shit.
Cool, dude.
Hope he fucking dies.
All right. Anyway.
Tape.
That was Howard
and
Stern.
And I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, that's that was Howard Stern.
Howard Stern
I'm
quickly
Team
joined
Jacob
us.
Because I want Edward all to myself.
Oh, she's talking about Twilight.
I don't know why I did it.
Oof.
Is this the end?
Mother of fucking
this
Christ.
This is so practiced.
Did you know that the...
She did this fucking for fucking weeks in her apartment.
And some professor sitting back there going...
Yeah, he's like, he's like, what a grift.
You need to talk about anal sex a little more.
He's like, what a grift we have.
Talk about
here.
How easy it is to fuck you in the ass.
Dude, the Niners are going to... He just keeps telling her to talk about sex. He goes, I think for your third, for your closer, you should talk about how much you want to fuck me.
Listen, I'd like you to wear the skirt that looks like a hot chick. And then talk about how you look like a little tasty sugar cube. And then talk about how easy it is to fuck you in the ass. This is brilliant.
And then for the closer, you should suck my cock.
fuck.
Man, the 49ers are going to win this game, dude. They got a block.
They
got
19 seconds left.
They had a blocked punt for a touchdown at the very end.
Oh, shit.
That's how they scored.
Oh, damn.
It's crazy.
Anyway. Author Stephanie Myers is Mormon.
Who's Stephanie Myers? She wrote Twilight?
Yeah.
I knew. And that's the reason that Edward and Bella had to wait until marriage and do missionary sex. Is that why they call it missionary? Realizing things.
Oh, God. Queen.
Freshman year, I was marvelous Miss Maisel, which means that the guy I was seeing stole a joke and I stood by his side anyways.
What? What the fuck is she talking about?
Not my best moment. But also not
she
my
She heckled?
Word.
The Tucker guy's like,
the Tucker guy's like, you need more gravy.
You stole my joke, whore.
because God. I've been to Michigan. When I was marvelous Miss Maisel, like when I was first watching the series, I was like, how did she let him do this? How did she stay by his side? And then when it happened to me, I was like, well... I got a pretty good thing going here.
God, what's so horrible about comedy is just the sheer confidence of somebody that's looking like it's the most, you're watching the most embarrassing moment of their life, and they just, she's just the delusion of this. I mean, she just is trudging through.
Yeah.
She thinks the whole world loves her.
It is literally Charles Manson.
These people leave the stage, and they don't care about how nobody laughed. Yeah. They literally go it was great out there tonight.
She fucking killed it.
It's complete disconnect from reality. These people should be fucking put in camps.
Drop the cage.
Drop the goddamn cage.
I just want to... How long is this set?
Wait, I just want to watch this Niners field goal real quick. There's four seconds left. This is a huge moment.
This is a real dude's rock point. In the,
this kicks ass. If you're like annoyed by the podcast doing this right now, you're fucking sissy.
Suck me off.
We're men here. We watch football. No, we watch the Emerson College Comedy Open Mic.
Well, we drink organic seltzers.
Like men. What man doesn't watch the Emerson College Comedy Open Mic? Here we go. That's game, baby. Niners win.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, dude. What an upset.
Wow. Packers are out.
I told you they could do it.
Yeah.
I told you they could do it.
I'm glad I didn't put any money on this game. I was about to add this to my NBA parlay today.
Aaron Rodgers, you just got vaxxed.
My roommate just sent me a picture of her stealing my brownie brittle.
Your roommates are like characters out of The Ring. I'm not sure I...
How'd you manage to like top us as far as like we stopped the pod to watch football and you were like, actually this is worse. Let me talk about my roommate and brownie brittle.
You go to grocery alley, you get a big ass bag of brownie brittle for like $6.
Yeah. You can get it for free from churches too. My Uncle Stan would get me peanut brittle from churches for free all the time. Those nuns, they love fucking doing that shit.
Let's get back to the
bit. All right, back to this.
Trained him to make me come. Better make a pot roast and put on a pretty little dress.
Talk about how he trained you to make you come.
Yeah, that's the coach. Your teacher.
The professor.
Talk about how he's fucking you in the ass and training you to make you come. Is this guy beating off?
This guy's probably...
He's in the corner just jacking off.
He probably has a doctorate.
Yeah, he's got a PhD in comedy.
Do I regret it? Absolutely.
Who's going to be able
to
follow this?
Did I also throw him a Star Wars themed Easter egg hunt on the day he was discovered to have plagiarized to cheer him up? Also, absolutely.
God damn
I
it.
I am the yin.
Anyone fake laughing should be
yang.
Fucking. The Tugget guy.
Okay, guys, stick
so
with
annoyed.
Me because this one's a little offbeat.
Ooh, let's see what this is.
Is this her closer?
What's she doing?
I am the Lorax, and I speak for myself. Once I threw up in an Uber and I gave the driver $11 and a green tea bag. Once I threw up on my babysitter as she was about to attend a funeral. Once I threw up on Pierrot, not in, on.
What?
Once.
This is
dear
insane.
That's what? This is
your
crazy.
Ramblings of a madman.
American Pie Tetralogy, the series of four movies, and I really do feel like I'm starting to.
I'm surprised she's not carving a swastika in her fucking forehead right now.
And horrifying, like the Black Swan, but with
this is alt comedy.
I'm going to be the leader of the blacks during the race war.
High school seniors. It's about to be senior prom, and nobody's
got. Have you guys heard Helter Skelter backwards?
Their dick's wet. Bah, what to do?
Get off the stage.
The first guy has sex with his best friend. The second guy has sex with his best friend's mom.
I want to see her perform.
When does it end?
I want to see her perform at the Apollo.
And gets a solo in his choir recital. Hi, congratulations, Dad. I'm going to listen to Brazen. I have two boobs and a big butt. Thank you.
What?
What the hell?
Good fucking
absolutely.
God.
And then she puts the mic back in the stand like all proud, like, just killed that shit. I just killed it.
Oh, I'm so fucking...
Let's see you try to follow that.
Where's the host?
Here comes a fucking...
Everyone bleed out a hearty round
oh,
of applause.
Oh,
boy, this guy's gonna suck ass.
We're gonna fucking destroy him.
Oh, my God.
What's his name?
I don't know. Cuck make it.
I want to make sure their name. No, go back so we can hear their names. Their names should be out there.
An alum and Emerson Hart.
Oh, he's an alum.
Max Rosenberg.
Oh,
wait a minute.
I wonder how his parents have the money to pay for Emerson.
Dude, he's an Emerson heartthrob.
Emerson heartthrob.
He's an Emerson heartthrob.
Max Rosenberg Steen.
Oh, look at this hot stud. Oh, he's
got a
bandana.
Take your time
on,
with your fucking David Foster Wallace bandana.
Oh my God.
Dude, he looks like
this is me. We're just making fun of some poor kid.
No,
did an open mic
it's
in college.
No,
he's an alum.
This is like their fucking thesis.
Oh, he's an alum. This guy's coming back.
Yeah, they said he's an alum.
That's a little.
Well, how many views is the video?
Y'all's
1,000. We're really getting deep with these hate watches.
Fell in love about 2 years ago, and it was the kind of thing where I didn't want to do anything else. I didn't want to try to be a comedian or write for television. I just wanted to be with her. I told my friend this, and he said that he was in love too, but that he still wanted to work to achieve his goals. And that's when I found out that I'm incredibly lazy.
Good one, Max.
Boy.
We are no longer together, but I still don't know the true meaning of hard work, so you could say that I'm still in love.
I bet you don't, buddy.
He's barefoot. He's fucking barefoot.
Fuck.
He's not wearing any fucking shoes.
Look at
and he has the David Foster Wallace bandana on.
Let's not ignore his bitch hips, okay?
And he's got Krabby Patty hips.
We're just painting a picture. When we get the switcher, it'll be way better. We
don't
say things like this.
Well, we have the switcher.
We hook it up, and everyone's like, he doesn't look anything like that.
People are like, the show is way better when we can imagine what you guys were lying about.
Because of a double homicide.
Let's just skip to his closer.
Whoa, double homicide.
All right, let's skip to this guy's closer. Let's see what he gets into.
You can write.
He's like, so if you analyze the skull, it actually it shows you that they're less intelligent.
That's what my mom says.
That's
at
what
least.
My mom says.
Who's a
anyway,
major donor to Emerson College?
Thanks, everybody.
There's a wing named after me at Emerson College. I brought these tools.
Reviews and share those reviews with your friends as well as other people using the app. So it's just Yelp. I told my dad that I thought it was just Yelp, and he called me stupid. My mom told him the same thing, and they got divorced.
Good.
My dad, clearly this app means a lot to him, and he'd be really mad if he knew I was telling this joke because he doesn't want anyone to steal his already stolen idea.
Remember we watched that assassination video?
Yeah. Yeah.
With the Japanese guy running out on stage with a katana?
What'd you say?
Remember we watched that assassination video of the Japanese guy running on stage with a fucking katana into that guy's stomach? I wish that happened right now.
for the death.
Just fucking some angry Japanese guy. Good.
I'm going to disembowel you.
Actually told me all this. He didn't tell me that he felt bad. What he said was that he talked to his therapist about it, and that made him feel a lot better.
Look at these broken fucks.
So I don't think he really knows what therapy is, but I go to therapy, and I was talking to my therapist the other day, and midway through my story, she stopped me and went, "You know, you're really hard to read." And I was like, "Isn't that your whole job?" I started going to therapy because
man, he really
I
loves
panic
what's his
attacks
face.
And the first panic attack.
Stop going really to therapy.
Shut the fuck up, pussy.
Stop looking in to your trauma.
Yeah. Stop peeling back
it's
the onion.
Gay.
Yeah, you don't need to. Just fucking chill.
Know what was happening. I just had this deep feeling that no one cared about me and that no one wanted
Nobody
me around.
Nobody does.
And my friend came
we
to take
care
of me during this.
We're watching.
And we just kind of sat
We're
there
here.
In silence while I just rested my head on her shoulder and cried. And after
that's funny.
Hours of this, she went, "Do you mind if I play some tunes?" And I didn't say anything. And she's like, "This song really slaps." And she put on Christian rap. And in that moment, the only thing I could really think was, "This song really does slap." I guess the point I'm trying to make is that Christian rap saved my life. Thank you so much. I'm Max Rosenberg.
God.
All right, Max.
Do you think they're going to go female, male, female,
that's
female?
It's going to be a girl. There's going to be like,
male,
it's going to be like
female,
a million
female,
women.
Female,
there's going
to
be like
female.
A trans, like, yeah. Eagle.
Welcome
there'll
to
be.
The stage, the new kid in town. Oh. I believe
it's
her
John
name
Mulaney.
Is Jane Nolan.
Oh.
Here James we go. Five. Jane Nolan. Here we go.
The new kid in town.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. How's everyone doing tonight? Good? I'm good, too. Thank you for asking. That's fine.
She looks like the licorice pizza girl, kind of.
I need to see that.
To give people, you don't need to see
it.
It
stinks. I just want to see
it. Yeah, go see it. It's fine. It's not great.
I don't mind giving him money.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I
paid to
that's why
it.
I was disappointed, because I was like, this is P.T. Anderson, and I was just kind of like, man.
I was very excited and stunk.
Ugh. All right.
Before we begin, I would just like to share this poem that I wrote with you all.
Please.
I know this is
that's always
it's
funny.
Emerson, you know.
That's always funny. Open up with your poem.
But it'll probably be a funny poem, Devin.
It'll be a funny poem.
It's going to be like, Hickory Dickory Dock, I can't stop slobbing the cock.
Oh! It's guy's daughter!
But I kind of wrote this in a dark place in my life, and it would just mean a lot to me to share it with you all tonight.
Okay.
This is called Grocery Store.
Okay. Oh. All right. Get to it.
Mom?
Oh, my God. The hum got worse.
That's insane.
It's because the mic wants to kill itself. Yeah. The mic is trying to break as quickly as possible.
Mom?
This poem was written a year ago. She's at the grocery store.
Where are you? Where are you? Thank you.
I mean, these people don't
what?
Have a, these people don't have a semblance of what is funny. Like, you can go to any open mic
egg.
Right now, and there's a lot of people that are just, they will never make it. They will never actually make somebody laugh. But at least what they're, because they just don't have a, they just don't say things
right,
funny.
Right.
But at least they have an idea of what could
together.
Be funny.
Yes.
These people don't even have, they're not even on a road. There's nothing. They're a fucking, there's, they don't have a car and they don't have a road. They're just drowning in the fucking sand. There's not a single person yet has had a idea that could even be fun. Like, nothing. It's astonishing.
I know.
Well, it's they're in this little egg where they.
It's because they're in a bubble. Yeah.
And they made $50,000 per year.
Stop.
I'm surprised there aren't like fucking plants.
It took me 3 years to write that with the help of
like
my
North
therapist.
Korea that the professors pay for to sit in the fucking audience.
At the end
like
of four,
parents think they did something.
At the end of 4 years, $200,000 for this shit.
Yeah. Mm.
And well, what do you do with this major? I majored in comedy at Emerson.
You get a job in, at fucking Hulu.
Yeah.
That's what you fucking do.
No, but though you don't. I mean,
or
I guess you can get like
Amazon,
a,
where the fuck they work at.
Boy. I don't know.
Tortured artist, what can I say? I almost dated a tortured artist once. I was so close. Ugh, it was in middle school. This boy.
A tortured
so cool.
artist in middle school?
He wore Vans and had a penny board. He was.
What kind of fucking premise is that? Huh? That's how I.
And we would message on Facebook, and he would be like, what are you doing right now? And I'd be like, oh, who, me? Just watching Pretty Little Liars and writing some poetry.
It's good.
Just so he knew I
wow,
was
the hum is fucking
too.
Outrageous.
Yeah, this is like a...
But one day we were messaging, and I could tell that something was
are,
wrong.
Are, like, crickets controlling the soundboard?
The cameraman has the Kubrick stare right now.
All right, enough of this. Enough of you. Next on the docket. You're not even, like, you're not Fire. Even, like,
oh,
funny.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
oh,
dude,
boy,
rewind.
Who's this? Holy shit, who's this? Look at this lady. This
mic.
Who's this beast?
If you guys want to be my friend for the show, I'll, you know, play Russell or...
And I'm the girl your
mommy.
Whoa. Your mommy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
let's
my
get
God.
It.
Let's get
her
name.
Come on now.
Folks, give it up for the...
give it up for John Daly.
Exemplar of femininity. She's Lucy Erzbomber.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Must be rough.
Let's go, Lucy.
Bomb is in her name.
Hi.
People love her.
I'm
yeah, she's
Lucy,
got a fan base.
And I'm the girl your mom made you invite to the sleepover. You know how your mom makes you invite the whole class, but there are the kids who know they're just courtesy invited. They know not to show up. I'm the one who does show up.
We're getting a really good picture.
And then in the middle of the night, I tell
who
you.
Who all these people are.
Yes.
Like, you know, they're very insecure. They're just losers, but they're rich and they're white and they just fucking do this.
Emerson's in New York, right?
Boston.
I'm hungry, and you're like, we already ate dinner, and my mom's asleep. You want me to, like, wake her up so she can make you food or something? And then I feel shame, and I develop a habit of secret eating, which then turns into a full-blown eating disorder.
Jordan laughing. Look, she is wearing a onesie. She's dressed like a mechanic.
Probably know a dog named Lucy. And
I only know one
Lucy
now,
is
hon.
One of the top 10 dogs. And it's my name. And this story, it's so dear to my heart. My mom, she named me Lucy because she knew I was going to be a huge bitch.
What?
Lucy synonymous with bitch? What does that even mean?
I've never met a son. I don't know.
She said it's a dog's name. Bitch.
Oh,
bitch.
She's a female. That's
actually,
the closest to a
right
joke
now.
That's been told.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's a joke. I'm named after my grandma.
That's a joke. She has to announce it.
Happens to be a huge bitch. She punched someone in the face like last month at her assisted living home. So some breakdown on my grandma's stats. She's 87. She's diabetic. She has dementia, and she punched a woman with Alzheimer's.
I bet she's real proud
and
of you right
that
now.
Is the showdown of the
century. She's glad
she's real
she has...
fucking proud. She probably survived World War II.
She's really,
you know what I mean? Like, goddamn.
And I bet she's glad she's got Alzheimer's because she could forget you're her granddaughter. All right, enough of her.
Let's see. We got a boy.
What's her closer?
Oh,
I like to see their closer.
Her closer is she just eats a burger.
It's coochie. Case closed.
Jesus.
Just like my vagina.
Yeah.
Wow,
she said it the way people troll female comics.
No.
You're also wondering, how did they fix her vertical smile? Well, I'll tell you, and
what the fuck
I'll get on the ground for this one. So every day, my sweet mother.
She starts humping the stool.
She turns into a black comma. She's like, "So I was fucking the bitch like this."
Frog legs. And that frog means I'd go legs. Like this.
Oh my god.
So this is frog
she's on
legs.
The floor now and showing her fucking pussy to everybody.
Get in the position where you get fucked.
The professor.
Put your legs up high.
Put your legs up over your
pretend
head.
Pretend like I'm fucking.
Get on the carpet in front of the crowd.
Talk about missionary.
This perverted professor.
An Emerson comedy comedy. All right, now spread your legs.
Spread your legs.
Lucy.
Get back. Baby.
Get on the floor.
Get on the floor. You. Get on the floor.
You bitch.
Get on the floor like a little pig. Fat, little, fat little squeal piggy. Like a little piggy. You fat little pig. I would bust that pussy wide.
Say your vagina. Don't say it normal. Say it weird.
Say it all weird for me. Call it your vagina. Fuck. He goes, you know, I'm stealing money from all of you.
you know, I got tenure. I'm not going anywhere.
Not a Me Too in the world can stop me.
I got six figures in tenure. You're gonna get on the fucking ground, Lucy. fuck.
Estrogen cream, which is cream with estrogen in it, and she would just rub it on my bit and pee.
Sitting like that.
And slowly but surely, I cranked back open like, like a
talk
motherfucking
drawbridge.
I'm just really lucky I don't have trauma from this.
Yeah. You're lucky,
all
right.
That's all I have. Thank you. Please come find me after the show and tell me how
for
funny
an
I
autograph.
Am.
Is there fucking Professor Gary Glitter?
Who's next?
It's time for your next comic. Perpetual funny man, CBD spokesperson, and thankfully
hilarious.
Heavy sleeper, my roommate Stanley Swerdlow.
These fucking last names.
There he
look
goes.
At this fucking
look
retard.
At Man Tits McGee over here. We're so mean. I'm dude. Such an asshole.
No, they're fuck like, these people.
They're nobody.
They're just people. Right. I don't know them. Whatever. That's the point
people.
Of the
hey,
hate
Devin,
watch.
They'll show you when they make it. All right?
They're going to get
you're
you,
just
dude.
A naysayer.
Boy, look at this guy.
Begin, I just want to start off with a quote. It is my favorite quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. No. Hello, how's everyone doing tonight?
What?
She probably said that
he
once
came out with like
oh, good one.
Sure. Normal stand-up comedy.
Oh, he's been telling his roommate about that opener for like fucking months.
He's like, yeah, that's good.
He's like, I'm going to do that at the big show.
He's like, that's a good idea.
And the guy's like, you should do it.
Dude, that's fucking
he's
good.
Say,
really
it was originally
good.
Ronald Reagan, but he's like, I need a woman to fucking powerful.
When it comes to the men, the professor's like, I don't know, just go do whatever you yeah. fucking retard.
He's like, just fucking flail your bitch.
He goes, if I were you, I'd just fucking grab my bitch tits.
He's a real cocksucker.
He's
guys.
Like an asshole.
He's like I'm thinking about doing this joke with Eleanor Roosevelt and the LRU. And he's like, I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck about you.
He goes, he goes, how many more women are on the lineup?
He's like, it's going to go man, woman, right? Then man. Then woman, woman, woman.
Woman, 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 woman.
Okay, we need more bitches.
He turns to one of the girls while he's on stage, like, he fucking sucks, doesn't he? He's like, he fucking,
exactly.
You're way better than
you're
him.
You're way better than him.
He's like, you have so much comedy chops.
You have so many comedy chops.
I'm 20 years old.
He goes, he's 20?
He goes,
holy shit.
He goes to the girl. He goes, Deborah, you have comedy chops. He goes, Ryan, you like pork chops.
It's like, okay, now talk about how they slathered that shit on your pussy the minute it opened up again.
And, you know, you don't know that much about about yourself at that
spit
age.
Spit it out.
You know,
look
usually
at your big fucking
as
teeth.
You get older, you learn more about yourself.
Jesus Christ.
What is but this? The fucking, the only guy from Appalachia at Emerson?
At this young age, I've discovered one thing about myself, and that is that I, Stanley Swerdlow, am a follower.
Good. I bet you fucking are.
I know. It's hard to accept that. It's hard to accept that about yourself. No one wants to admit that they're a follower.
They're
we
all, they
see
all have
ourselves
their shoes
as the general.
Off.
Oh, no, this guy has shoes
on. What do you think? He has black feet.
I thought he had black socks on or something. It was blending in with the carpet.
The only fun.
This guy's feet are completely numb. He's like Mr. Deeds.
I got bit by a rattlesnake last week. Thought he's wearing socks, like dress socks. You know?
The soldier 10 feet behind who gets shot right at the beginning of it. If I was on a plane that had just
Stanley's
been hijacked and the passengers had tried to take it back over, I'd be the person still buckled in my seat because the terrorist never turned off the seatbelt sign.
Oh, fucking hey, oh my
you know
god,
that famous
dude.
Scene in Spartacus?
Holy shit, dude.
But very blessed.
It's interesting, though, to listen to him, what he's saying. God. Right now, he's a COVID psychopath. No, he's doing a joke about how he's a follower. He needs to be told what to do.
Right.
Now he's one of these guys right now that's probably like he triple masks. He fucking like doesn't go out. He mm-hmm. you know.
I keep picturing him being fed to tigers.
Yeah, it's not a stretch to believe that he sucks now and probably at other times before and after.
Or
yeah.
that
and
he's forever. Like raped somebody or something.
Or that he's raped someone. Right. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
here,
also
look at this.
Awesome.
Here we go. Right, this lady see. Looks fun.
All right, okay.
For our next comedian from being the big dog on campus, Bow Wow, it's Claire.
Bow Wow.
She's getting hip hop.
Bow Wow.
She's like, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Kick it. She comes out. She's just Bernie Mac.
She's got the airbrush picture of herself on the fucking jeans.
I ain't you ever scared feel of you, like you can wipe your ass that good?
I'm going to read a poem. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Kick it.
She's like, I got roaches in my house like Crips and Bloods.
Uh-oh, what is up, Emerson College?
Damn, everyone here has been white
How
or Jewish.
How we doing tonight? How are you feeling? Feeling good?
I'm feeling like I need to get dug.
He's like, when am I up?
He's in the audience. He stands up. They put a spotlight on him. He's got no pants on. His big rigatoni cock is flailing.
I feel like I need to give some gravy.
He's holding a Magnum.
357.
He goes,
it better happen. The next 5 minutes. Go.
He talks so lovably, but he's always about to blow your head off. The tug it guy.
All right.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not doing that well today.
Oh boy, look at her. Okay. She'll fucking shoot you in the head during a nap.
She'll cut your cock off
fucking
and super
cut
glue
your
to your fucking
off.
Chest.
Something on my mind, and it's kind of been getting me down. But I think once I get it off my chest, I'll feel a lot better. I really hate to start my set off on such a serious note, but
I hate that you started
your
set.
I have something important. It can be really hard being a female comedian.
Mm.
There are things we have to put up with as women that male comedians just don't. Okay,
none of these people have gone to an open, like, any, yeah, like yeah, just yeah. a comedy club open mic. Like, none of them have gone to a single. They haven't gone to a single open mic other than at Emerson College.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hear me out. For example, and this is a real statistic.
No, they kill it
so
in
feel
Southie.
Free to cite me
yeah.
on this.
Yeah. Right.
For every 20 times.
Make sure
that
to
someone
talk about
tells
statistics.
A female.
Imagine like Jeremy, like some just fucking Southie, like yeah. Boston guy, like at a club, just like tell a fucking joke.
Talk about Oxy.
Have you seen the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel yet?
What
oh
is
my
with
god,
all
you
the Miss Maisel
jokes.
Jesus
so
Christ!
A male comedian only hears it once. What's up with that? Another thing I've had to put up with as a woman in comedy is receiving multiple copies of the same exact Mindy Kaling book for birthdays and Christmases. These things just don't happen to male comedians. They don't. Female comedians get unsolicited copies of Amy Schumer's The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo, and male comedians get to have sex with Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Enough.
Mm.
All right, enough of you.
I just want to get to the pervert stuff.
Wait, yeah, when do you start?
When do you start talking about?
When do you start talking about sucking off your professor? Yeah.
The professor's like, "Lucky you, you get to have sex with me."
Yeah. I can't wait.
The professor's like, "I'm your Ariana Grande."
You're the best one. You're skinny. You're formidable.
Who closes the show? You think they have like the top dog close the show?
Well, I just want to see what
comic of the night.
Oh,
is
look at him! He's
boy
dancing
with a poet's soul.
Oh,
it's the dreamy but shy Patrick Gray.
Oh, the both the dudes look like each other. Oh, look at him go.
He's the star, though.
You could tell this guy has got it.
He's got a tie on, dude.
He's raped so many people.
With
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a fucking pen salesman.
Yeah. He looks like a shooter.
Sir, it's a ballpoint pen, and
this is a Dixon Ticonderoga.
I can get you 1,000 of them by Thursday.
Impressions. This is my impression of...
Oh, great.
David Foster Wallace after he goes to the bathroom. And
David Foster Wallace.
We all know what he sounded like. No, we know,
who saw that coming?
Wait, is that the Infinite Jest guy?
Yeah.
Is he going to do a killing himself joke? Let's see.
This is my impression. That would be hardcore.
That'd be pretty sick if he did that.
Let's hope this guy's gangster.
He's on his pants, but he doesn't want people to think it's pee because it's water. This is water. I do a very mean Elvis impression.
Okay, so
say thank you very much.
Two of the dudes did like the same banal fucking thing, right?
This is my impression of David Foster Wallace drinking a can of LaCroix.
Okay, this would be good.
This is water.
Dude, I'll fucking kill myself.
So yeah,
that's
the kind of comedy I do. I do impressions and characters, and you know, because a lot of the times it feels like the concept of
I want to empty an AR-15 into this fucking room.
Is a character. It is a costume. You know,
I wish we could let Rittenhouse loose on this comedy show.
So that Rittenhouse in.
Dude, he'd be like fucking shooting above his head, like doing 360s. It'd be sick.
360 no scoping.
Do you think they have other shows? Let's go to it. Oh, there's a million.
There's tons of
shit.
See if there's like a women in comedy show.
Yes. All female comedy show.
Yeah.
All female comedy show.
Emerson. Well, Emerson.
No, Emerson.
You have to type in Emerson. We know all female comedy shows exist in the world.
Well, there's this thing.
Welcome to Emerson.
Brooklyn College Television Center presents a one-night five-female stand-up comedian laugh fest, and it has 41,000 views.
Get it.
We're doing this one.
It should be good.
It's called Hilarious.
Well, it should be Hilarious.
It should be Hilarious, folks.
Write it down. Listen, get your test results so you can enjoy that joke, okay?
She's going to be funny.
This sounds like a real
person. She sounds like a real person.
Yeah.
Because you don't have your results.
Maybe they had like a real comic open the show and then all the idiots come out.
Oh,
this
God.
Better be bad.
Just love y'all. I'm originally from New Orleans.
Hell yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
I don't want to make fun of her.
I moved to New York City to chase my dreams.
Mm.
And my dreams been running fast as shit since I got here. Next level in New York. You know that, right?
Black women. Dude, like any black woman on the street is funnier than like almost everybody.
Yeah.
Like, there's like black women at the DMV that would kill all those Emerson
everybody.
College
kids. I know.
They should just do like there should be like parking enforcement officers that just do comedy.
Yeah,
like they're all hilarious.
But somehow they're not on HBO.
Mm-hmm. No.
They're just like they don't get anything.
You shouldn't have parked there, sugar.
When I first moved here, somebody
right,
busted.
We don't. I don't want to watch somebody and after decent. Let's get
sell
they're all black. That's why this has views. They're all black.
Yeah.
And
wait. Rewind. She looks Puerto Rican.
She looks like a snowboarder. This one.
Oh, she's the MC.
There's a lot of lesbians that you can't tell if they're like lesbians or just like they snowboard. I don't know where she went. This is like an all-black show.
Yeah,
I think
she's just
so they're like they're good. So that doesn't.
Yeah. Go back to Emerson.
Emerson.
Hollis Hassel. Welcome to Emerson.
Just type in Emerson College
comedy.
Let's see. Ooh, troops. Bars.
What is the most views?
Comedy. Let's do comedy.
Oh, wait. This is the professor. That's the guy.
Joe Bernstein, the Emerson Channel comedy special. Isn't she
is
a name?
Joe.
She? Joe Bernstein?
Sounds
sounds kind
of
familiar.
No, I think you're thinking of the guy who works at the comedy store. I think his last name is Bernstein.
Oh.
I'm not moving until... Oh.
Good one, retards.
Good one, host.
I am not moving.
Fucking retards.
That's a really good joke, host.
I have four already? I'm already done?
I guess so.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, no, I didn't have the straw watermelon one.
Hello, Boston, Massachusetts, America, United States.
I thought this was going to be a dude.
Now, I know what you may be thinking. You may be thinking that this chick is here to do some comedy for you tonight. Well, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm actually here to get some questions off my chest that I have been holding inside of me for a very long time. Okay, here it goes. Question number one. What the hell is up with the flavor blue raspberry? Raspberries are not blue. They never have been blue. They never will be blue. Question number two. Why?
True.
Society.
Very true.
Have you just decided to accept the fact that this made-up flavor mentioned before is recurring in many desserts and candy-related things, and why do you accept the fact that this flavor somehow is supposed to resemble raspberry?
This is great. Look at Seinfeld over here.
Also, why...
Blue raspberry! It has never been blue. Raspberries are blue!
The whole point of maraschino cherries is that they themselves are flavored. Why don't we just label those candies maraschino flavored? Would make everything a whole lot easier.
That's great.
No, you got some opinions. You're really on the path.
You're cracking
you're
it
like
open.
Larry David. You're great. Okay, here's another Emerson College. This is Joe Berenstain. Emerson College comedy, Sam Goldstein. Just to give you guys an idea of who can afford Emerson College.
Fucking Christ.
Some of these names. Okay, Jesus Christ. Bagel McLox is up next.
We've got a man who describes himself
up
as
next.
Don
Jewish. Lotke Weinstein.
If Mad Men was on PBS, Sam Goldstein.
Matzo Ball Bernstein. I'm Jewish. Shut up. He's got a banjo. If anyone wants to get an idea of how Sam Goldstein's about to do.
I love starting a show just watching people stream out from the wings.
It's
been a long night. So I got a lot of stuff to unload from my pockets. So hey, another one.
Yeah, how's Pedro doing?
Good, I think.
He's living in
all right.
Surviving in New York.
Why did Pedro come to my?
He goes.
No, so I got a lot of stuff to unload from my pockets.
Right,
so.
Like gold, huh?
Coins of silver.
Coins, rubies.
I got water.
He hops in a wagon.
This is my water bottle, but I feel like the comic is supposed to have water. So if somebody put anthrax in this, like, you got me.
Yeah.
I went to grab my joke book from
God,
my
I wish
room,
this venue was an oven.
Oh, my God.
Now I can say that.
Reggie can kill it with that.
Joke book and the other one.
And I believe
was
it.
This copy of Malcolm X's autobiography, which was next to my joke book for some reason. And I just thought you guys might want to know, like, so you know that I'm cool. But
what the fuck is this, dude?
The bookmark has a quote from Brigham Young on it. So I'm not that cool.
Universal.
Oh.
But we're not exactly.
Is there a
sure.
single person at Emerson with a shred of talent? Let's watch.
No,
Natalie.
That's why you're looking their videos up.
Yeah,
they
I
suck.
Know. Let's watch Natalie Torres.
Oh, here we go.
She must have Jewish parents that adopted her or something.
My parents found me they're in like, Puerto Rico.
Raised, they're like Hispanic, and they're just like, we raised her Jewish.
She got to Emerson.
She got to Emerson. I work 80 hours
they're
a week to pay for the
for
tuition.
Emerson.
And they have a really warm energy to them. And they also smile a lot. But they also smile when they're afraid. So either they're going to be really excited to see you all here or terrified that you're going to scare them. So please give it up for Natalie Torres.
Hi, thank you. I'm both, honestly, if I'm being totally honest, excited and nervous. Guys, I think, number one, also, like, I feel like you guys, how does it feel to feel like you're about to watch, like, a basketball game from where you are, from how high you are up? I feel like you're about to watch the Celtics perform in, like, a grandpa's basement.
I feel like I've seen her around the show here.
Really?
Perhaps, like, a cracker barrel?
Oh, cracker
barrel! Oh, no!
We can tell you later, cracker barrel! I'll tell you, honey! Listen!
Have you been to Tug?
Have you been to my cracker barrel?
Tug my becker?
Tug my becker?
sugar.
You want a little extra MC. Gravy on it?
Now the next person to tug it, Natalie Torres.
The next person to tug it.
That's like, how he brings them up.
He's like flashing the light at her going, time to die.
Fuck.
PIF Friday, one of those. I feel like you guys like know I was emo in middle school, right?
I don't know if it's like the bangs
or the people up toward the ceiling. The eyeliner, the black eyeliner winged, yes? Or maybe I think what the number one thing is, though, I think it's like the turmoil that you can see behind my eyes as I stare out a window into the ocean. One of those.
All right, well, that was the only thing that anyone said that's mildly almost funny.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
The things about my appearance, I feel like I am.
Oh, maybe I'm just giving her a break.
If she's been adopted by Jewish people, I'm going to flip my fucking lid.
If we actually called it.
If we called it, I'm going to flip my fucking
lid. She's like, my dad, Alan Dershowitz, told me once.
I'm Mexican, but I have like an ethnically ambiguous kind of look going on. You don't have to break away. That's just like facts. I feel like I'm like Oscar Isaac. Like, Guatemalan actor.
Yeah, he's not much
Oscar
of a comedic actor either.
Inside Llewyn Davis. I don't know if you guys remember that movie. And I feel like similarly, if you just color correct me, I can play Italian in the 60s. So,
she's
yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. Right. She's new.
She's just new and nervous. Whatever.
Whatever.
All right, I'm fucking done with this.
We're
I'll be honest with you.
We've done good.
It's
here.
Exhausted.
We've done good work here.
How long have we?
It's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Oh fuck yeah!
That's that.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back.
We'll be back next week.
Real strong.
And soon, maybe next week or the week after, we have to get this set up, and I have to figure out how to use this bullshit. But you'll be able to watch with us.
Yeah, and the Patreons are going to get really fucking.
And
good.
get on the Patreon. We will be doing stuff that we can't do publicly. Like watching movies and stuff, but I'm not sure how that works. Like, if you put a video on YouTube, but it's unlisted.
Well, people do like reaction videos. Yeah.
Can you watch movies if it's unlisted?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, join the Patreon, please, because I just lost a lot of money paying for all this bullshit. But yeah, and join the Hate Watch Pod on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John will probably be on there like all the time.
Get on the Reddit. So. You can talk to John.
I'm going to go on the Reddit.
A lot.
Always.
Yeah. Good. All right. Thanks, folks.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.